the locals know since back in 2007 there was a building there. We had the old mill, and then that unfortunately went on fire, and there was an apartment built there at a cost of over 12 million per year, 78 apartments. Back in 2009, unfortunately with the crash, that building went into NAMA. Then it was taken over by the banks. The council got involved in to see what could get something done with it at the time. Unfortunately, the banks sold it off, and that's where it is with at the present owners now at the moment. So between myself and the local people in the areas, we carried out a petition asking the council to intervene in this building, because it has been lying up so long, to find out is it a derelict site or what to make it. So I'm delighted to see that Sligo County Council now have carried out a structural report on the building after talking to the owner of the building. So now we're in a situation where we're waiting for this report to come back, and this will decide on what will be done with the building. And as it says, out of this report, when we get it back, we're requested that it should be coming back to the council in November or October. So at present, Sligo County Council, the housing agency and also the owner are all working in conjunction with each other. So it'll be out of that report, we'll decide where the future of this building.
And councillor, I guess it's a very, obviously in this ongoing battle against the housing crisis, it's very important, it's a priority, I guess, for local county councils to leave no stone unturned, really, and do whatever they can to address the situation.
Well, I suppose, especially with this building, like this building is sitting there now since 2009, and I suppose it's up to the local authorities to get involved and try and get something done with it. And I want to thank the CEO of Sligo County Council, who has worked very closely with us to try and get something done with it. Now, what I did request as well of the council is that the enforcement section of Sligo County Council would write to the owners, because at present the site is opened, and what we have is antisocial behaviour, and we also have the removal of many of the metals out of the building. So that is a concern. So as I says, we need to secure the site as well. On many occasions now we've seen where the hoarding has been knocked down, and this is the case where it's open now to the general public, and we can't have that, especially with the amount of young people that's living in Ballysadare. So I've requested that would happen straight away. So there's a number of things we want to get done. So hopefully after this now, I know it's a long battle that we had, but hopefully now we'll see, we'll find out exactly what will be happening with this building when we get this report.